To impeach or not to impeach, that is the question hanging over Washington still. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's press briefing last week, I think, kind of raised the heat on that a little bit. Joining us right now, ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, good morning.
Hi, Paul.
Well, Nancy Pelosi has been firm on saying it's not the time to begin the impeachment proceedings, but the call for that is getting a lot louder, isn't it?
It's getting a lot louder, not only among members of Congress, but among the Democrats who are running for president, Paul. People like Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders have been reluctant to pick up that chant, and now have moved toward impeachment after Mueller's briefing last week. But it puts Pelosi in an extraordinarily difficult spot. She and her top lieutenants believe that impeachment at this point is the wrong road for Democrats to go down. They point to public opinion polls. Latest CNN poll out this morning, only 41% of Americans now support impeachment, which would mean that it would be an enormously divisive action at this point. And ultimately, in the view of Pelosi, a futile one, because even if the articles of impeachment are adopted in the House, they'd certainly die in the Senate, which means that Donald Trump, you just hand him a rallying cry along with no conviction. You know, along with no collusion, you get no conviction.
Yeah.
And it just adds to the argument. The Democrats are trying to overturn the last election. They're staging a coup. You can just hear the Trump's rhetoric that would come out of this. And that's what's got Pelosi and her lieutenants so fearful of going down the impeachment road, Paul.
Any guess, Steve, as to what might happen here in the weeks ahead?
Well, you know, there are a number of moving parts here. There's the whole question of whether Mueller himself will testify. Democrats believe that if they could get him on camera repeating some of the things that are in the Mueller report, primarily this basic argument that the president was not exonerated by the Mueller report, that this would help them shape public opinion. They also have, you know, this whole warfare that's going on with a massive number of subpoenas that have been issued for documents and testimony. The White House has been resisting that. There are court cases coming, and judges will be looking at these conflicts. So Democrats think that they have ways of educating the public. But what I think is Pelosi is under enormous pressure, not only from the Democrats who are running for president, but just over the weekend, she appeared at a political meeting in her hometown of San Francisco, and people in the crowd kept yelling, impeach, impeach. So you can see that the pressures are really growing on her. And how this plays out, I'm not sure. I think she's going to try to hold the line as long as possible, Paul.
Yeah.
I think she is firmly believes that this will be a futile and in many ways counterproductive move by the Democrats. Her view is you're much better off focusing on the election. Defeating Trump for a second term, Paul, is a much more legitimate and a much more feasible project than trying to oust him through impeachment.
Right. And she has to convince, I guess, members of the House that that's the case. She has to state her case.
Yeah, but the opinion in the House is moving in the other direction.
Yeah.
That's why she's in such she's in such a difficult position right now.
Indeed. We will watch and see what happens next. Steve, always appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, Paul. Anytime.
All right. Bye now.